Trying to see if there's any tender spots. Are they? So far, I haven't really found anything. Or what would you say? There's some conditions that have, you know, you can identify by where it's tender at, but that doesn't seem to hurt too much.
No. Well,
straight,
straightening and bending it
for
a little bit.
Put your fingers where you kind of feel the pain when you do that.
Right around here.
But it's not so much tender when you press on it.
No.
So there's a...
Well, yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. Okay, there it is. So that's, it's right near that urge, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's good. That's like a... It's kind of epicondylitis. It's a condition where you just get inflammation in. Sometimes we can inject it, okay, and that'll help it to get better. But we don't always necessarily go right to that. You were here just the other day, right?
I'm here
just
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that's on the
inside. It wasn't hurting
then. No, I understand. I was just... falling back on what we were talking about. Your lab came back with pain. We told you about that and everything, right?
Yeah, the car is coming back. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you do anything with your arms? You know, lifting or, you know,
I work out at the gym 4 days a week. I do strength training, so I do tricep extension, bicep curls. I went to work out yesterday just to try to do what I could. When I tried to do the lat pull downs and the rowing, the row thing, those were really painful, so I didn't do
to your elbow.
Much of that to my elbow.
Yeah.
But I could do push ups, that didn't hurt it. I could do planks, that didn't hurt it.
But you do exercising pretty regularly, right?
Yeah, about 4 days a week, yeah.
Well, that's going on. It's called epicondylitis.
Exercise
must be good for you. Well, no, it is. But you start to have a sprain or an injury. It's kind of like a sprain to the elbow a little bit, where it's something that comes on more from repetition than like a fall or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, the same thing, the exercise that you've been doing that for a while. Right.
Yeah, for about 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, so exercise is good. No, there's nothing wrong with exercise, but this could be partially related to that. It might be from carrying a big bag or another thing. It might be you kept lugging things around or anything like that. The question is whether he's going to be injected at this point and do this and find this is going to heal up on his own. What we inject is you would. Like a steroid, maybe some lidocaine, just to numb it, but to relieve the inflammation. So what we can do is get rid of that. And if we do more commonly nowadays, if I can use it like a steroid shot, like into your arm or your hip, and give you some steroid pills to take for the next several days and see if that won't help it to clear up. But you definitely need to take it easy with that arm, okay? So they have like elbow braces you can buy and things like that. Walmart has a lot of good braces, but something to kind of help your elbow to rest and try to avoid the exercises that you might need that might put more stress in the elbow to give it a chance to heal. It's like a sprain in the elbow, kind of like you sprained your ankle or something like that. So you just got to take the stress off it for a little while to give it time to heal.
So... as far as exercise and just avoid exercises that put any weight on it, or just ones that cause it to hurt?
Well, mainly you don't want to cause it to hurt, but you could try less, lower impact, less stressful type exercises, more like movement type exercises going on too bad. Like anything that requires forcing against resistance, like pushing, pulling, things like that, lifting, those kind of things are going to
help. Yeah, lifting.
And put too much stress on it, right? But, you know, you want it to be able to heal and go away, so you got to give it some rest and a break and things like that. But I think if you just cut back on your exercise routine, keep it, you know, just be mindful that, you know, there's maybe causing some strain on your elbow, as well as the medications that we're going to give you, and even consider a brace. One advantage of the brace, it kind of reminds you that take it easy. With your joint, right? As well as it does take some, does give you some support and things like that. And, you know, they have pretty decent braces at Walmart or Academy.
Yeah.
Even other drugstores probably have pretty good braces these days.
Walmart's
probably
less expensive than the drugstore.
Yes, that's right. They go. But they have a pretty good supply of braces and like that. But that's what I would suggest. If that doesn't work, maybe in a week or two, you know, we could consider giving you like an injection there, but I would do the conservative things first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you reached every shot for anything? Have you done something about that?
Not for my elbow, or not for pain. I've had steroids for like respiratory allergies.
Right. That's more or less the same thing. That's what we usually do here. Dexamethasone and cortisone dose, that's the standard treatment.
But as far as the exercise, just until it stops hurting or for a certain length of time?
Well, okay, I would give you a couple of weeks, okay? I mean, definitely want to have it stop hurting. You can't work it out, okay? So, and so it's going to aggravate, but I would probably lay up a couple of weeks with the elbow, maybe, and then gradually put more stress on it and kind of work back into your routines and see if you
don't do it. Well, I'll go to the gym, but I'll do the exercises that just work out like my legs.
There's no problem with other joints. As long as you don't load the other joints trying to protect this one, right? But, just keep that in mind. That's the thing. You're doing really good exercise routine, it sounds like, too. You just going to have to let up on it. Some gyms have like, kind of like trainers and people like that.
I have trainers, yeah.
I mean, you can even ask him about it if you have any concerns. But I think just using your own judgment is the thing. But anything that involves that elbow is a potential source of stress, right?
So yeah.
Things that don't involve the elbow. Other type
exercises.
Oh, yes, you know, that would be, orthopedist or expert in things like this, but we're talking about is to think that we should last report. We can look into that too. We don't do 5-6 injections so much here, but we can. It's necessary to be referring to the penis, but definitely take it easy. Let's try the thing you're talking about, okay?
For tonight, is the steroid shot and over the counter?
What?
Oral steroid.
Yeah, oral steroid. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you a prescription on steroids that you can give you a shot in here. It should be designed so that it's
Yeah.